And for more analysis, I spoke to Shram Akbarzadeh, a research professor of Middle East and Central Asian politics at Deakin University.
I don't think we know exactly where the drone was, but the point is that it was to be expected. The buildup of military presence by the U.S. in the region has really increased the chance of tension and conflict, and I'm not surprised that something like this has happened.
Are we sliding towards war in the region?
I think President Trump himself doesn't really want to have another war. He has made it his mission to extract U.S. from the region, even though these kind of military buildup is really increasing the chance of conflict. And there are some people in the U.S. administration who are actively pushing for conflict. So I think the Trump administration is divided on the question of whether they should go to war or not. But the fact that there is a military buildup increases the chance, absolutely.
All of this comes a week ahead of senior officials from Iran, France, Germany, Britain, China and Russia who are meeting in Vienna this time next week to discuss ways to save the 2015 nuclear accord with Tehran. Do you think that it can be saved, first of all?
I think it's really important for other international global powers to really be proactive in this and try and intervene and find some kind of a compromise solution. But the fact that the United States is insisting that the nuclear deal is no longer valid, according to them, and the fact that the United States is imposing secondary sanctions on European companies dealing with Iran, and that's a red line for the U.S., it does really limit the options that intermediaries could have in reviving and saving the nuclear deal.
And what sort of impact will the shooting down of this drone and the tanker attacks last week have on those talks? What kind of pressure will it create?
I think it will serve as a significant alarm bell for many international players, especially Europeans, and I think it's true for Australia as well, that we are very close to an all-out conflict and that something needs to be done. And talks and negotiations need to be had to find some kind of a compromise.
Shram Akbarzadeh from Deakin University speaking to me earlier.